degrees with some clouds here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. State lawmakers moved to take over the school district in Memphis earlier this year after a damning audit. Now they're wanting an investigation into Nashville's schools. House Speaker Cameron Sexton confirmed to WKRN that there are discussions about asking the Comptroller's Office to conduct an extensive audit into Metro Nashville Public Schools. That office told WKRN no one's called yet, but here's what happened in Memphis. The Comptroller released its audit report in March. It found more than $1 million in spending from 2022 to 2024 appeared to fall in the waste, fraud, and abuse category, and another $1.7 million in spending seemed to happen without following process rules. Lawmakers approved $7 million to bring in investigators for that audit. Then they passed a state takeover bill that basically created a state-appointed board over the local school board. Since Dolly Parton's death, personal stories of life-changing moments have poured in from across the globe. Artists across multiple generations have shared pictures and stories that show her collaborative spirit and generosity. Country artists like Ashley Monroe and bluegrass artist Dale Ann Bradley were taken seriously early on by Dolly and received her support. Nashville Public Radio senior music writer Julie Height believes that Dolly's legacy is like a prism that can be viewed and appreciated from many sides, revealing different qualities. And because she contained these multitudes, her impact cannot be limited to one type of artist.
You can look at who has that Appalachian lilt and that vocal control, that form of vocal expression in the Dolly lineage. And then you think about the world that she built in her songwriting style, fashion. She contains such multitudes, you know, it cannot be contained in just one person, but we can find bits of it in many.
The Grand Ole Opry will honor the life and legacy of Dolly Parton with a tribute show this Saturday.